This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And my first guest joining us on the show, and I met him several years back when the Atlantis and the Bahamas had their grand opening, and we've been friends ever since. KC and the Sunshine Band. And as I mentioned earlier, I was watching the Darlington NASCAR race last week, and I saw Richard Petty doing the commentary, and we just had him on a couple of months ago, so I said, heck, he's got nothing to do. Come on back this week, and he'll be here. From PBS, TJ Levinsky, and our lifestyle segment, Kristen Levine, talking about May being Pet Month, and toy expert Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today after a quick pause. My first guest this second hour, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band. Not going to believe who that is. I mean, if you didn't recognize that voice, I can totally understand. This is really out of character for our next guest. You're going to be surprised when I tell you. I don't know who's more excited, the artist or myself, about this new CD he's got out right now. What a string of hits he has had over the years. First met him back at the Atlantis grand opening at Paradise Island many years back in the Bahamas. From KC and the Sunshine Band, KC himself. Hey, KC, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. And I meant what I said. I am so excited. First time in about a decade, new CD. You're going back to the era where you and I grew up now with these songs.
I am. I mean, it was a great era, the 60s.
Oh, it was sensational. And it formed the foundation, if you will, for what you did so successfully in the 70s, didn't it?
It is.
I looked down the list of these songs on this CD. I'm blown away. There's always something there to remind me. Oh, How Happy. Is that the Shades of Blue song?
It is the Shades of Blue song. Yeah. Always one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I love that song. And, you know, you never hear it even on an oldies station.
I know.
I just can't wait to hear the songs that, Put a Little Love in Your Heart that you do, Stand By Me, You Keep Me Hanging On, Sweet Soul Music, You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers, Blowing
right.
the Wind. And this is totally different for you, isn't it?
It is very different. And as a matter of fact, the You Lost Your Love and Feeling version on the album is done with the present lead singer of Chicago. So we became really good friends, and he did the counter vocal with me on that record. Okay. Jason Sheff is his name.
Oh, that's Jerry Sheff's son.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
From the old Elvis TCB band.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know Jerry very well. Yeah, I think he's in England now, isn't he, Jerry?
Jerry's in Utah.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought for some reason he was overseas.
Well, wait. Jason's in Utah. I'm not sure where Jerry is.
Yeah, I think Jerry's in England for some reason. Now, this had to be a labor of love for you, though.
You know, I've been working on it's the first part of a 2-CD release, and I started it 2 years ago at the end of December. It almost seems like, so it's almost going on 3 years now, actually. But it started out as doing all original material, and I like to do some covers in my show. And so I was going to put like 3 covers on the new album of original material. And the more I kept listening to them, I thought, why don't I just do a whole album of them?
Yeah.
So I called in the band and everything, and we went in and I picked these 17 songs and we recorded it. And I'm very excited about it. I think musically, you know, vocally and everything else, I really have never sounded better.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. I really am. And I think it shows a different dimension and a different side to me.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard it. I said, you know, this is a dimension of KC that I've never seen and the general public hasn't seen.
Correct.
Feeling You, the 60s, almost autobiography of music, if you will.
Yes.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but I got to do this. Over 100 million records sold, okay? Let's look down. 3 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, 9 nominations, number one singles mount to 7, 3 triple platinum albums, and of course the song Boogie Shoes was selected for preservation by the United States Library of Congress. from, of course, Saturday Night Fever, for its cultural significance. Did you ever think that that, along with the receiving the National Association of Recording Arts and Sciences Governor's Award, by the way, the highest honor ever given by a chapter of the Academy, was in the future of a fella at age 17 that did menial tasks around TK Records?
No, I mean, I knew once it started that we were on to something huge or whatever, and I just wanted to bring an energy back to music. I felt the music had been sucked out of me, the energy had been sucked out of music at some point. And I just wanted to bring that energy back, and I'm just happy that I was given the talent and that I was given the opportunity to fulfill all of those dreams that I had.
And, of course, I know one of them, our mutual friend, the late Dick Clark, was with you when you were presented the star of the...
He's a very dear friend of mine, yes.
What a great guy. What a great
Amazing man.
This song that you did many years back, Yes, I'm Ready, you did it with a high school friend of yours. Is that the old Barbara Mason hit?
It is.
Wow. I am blown away by this. I think this is going to be have such an impact on so many people that have been fans of yours over the years. And like I said before, it's going to be something so different. I'm just widely enthused about this, Casey.
Well, thank you. I am, too.
I mean, you're bringing the area, like I said, that I can relate to, and I know that you are, obviously. Now, let's talk about all of the ways that Get Down Tonight, that's the way I like it, Shake Your Booty, boogie shows, have been used on commercials. I mean, this music never, ever leaves our presence.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And, you know, I feel a little bit, you know, validated or whatever because... For so long, I felt like that we were always, like, you know, dismissed. You know, my writing was dismissed, and the songs were dismissed and everything by a lot of major critics and stuff. And I think the music speaks for itself. I think it, I mean, I don't know what else to say, but I just think it, you know, the commercials and everything, they just validate how great I get the songs really are.
Nothing offended me more back in the 70s. When people were talking about disco in negative terms.
Correct.
That had been the first time in over a decade.
I mean, so much that it even made Donna Summer and I just, like, turn our backs on it practically.
Yeah, and the problem was is that the public still had their mind back in the drab mid to late 60s when everything was a protest song and everything else. Now, all of a sudden, you had music that made people happy and greatly arranged. I always use the analogy. Young people always used to criticize Lawrence Welk because they said the music was square.
Right.
Square or not square, the musicians were excellent.
You know, it's just like what's happened in time. I mean, when Elvis Presley came out, there was this big backlash about his music.
Right.
When the Beatles came out, there was a huge backlash against that. And then there was the backlash with what we did. So, I mean, it's like, you know, we were part of that 10-year cycle that changed everything. What's crazy is, and those songs are, that sound is bigger than ever. I mean, the number one song on iTunes is by Bruno Mars, and it's a song called Uptown Funk. And it can't be more 70s, 80s sounding than a song that, I mean, if you took that record and put it, you know, back into the 70s, it would fit perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just too bad it's taken so long sometimes for these things to really be appreciated. Now, I'll Be There For You, a song that you wrote. All the proceeds, by the way, were donated to the September 11th relief effort, only one of many things that KC gives back. Now, my question, and you and I have talked about this in the past, when is the book that came out in the fall of 2002, That's the Way I Like It, the Harry Wayne Casey story.
Right.
When's there going to be a movie? I mean, that should be like the Buddy Holly movie and the Jerry Lee Lewis.
You know, you never, who knows when if that'll ever happen or whatever. I know a friend of mine, Desmond Child, he's a very well-known writer and everything, has spoken to me about wanting to put together, you know, a musical, a Broadway musical. So, there, you know, that's just something that's, you know, maybe in the future, and we'll see.
I looked down the list of some of the places that you've been. You go from China to Santiago to Hollywood, Florida, just down the street from us, to the Tropicana in Atlantic City. You play all different venues to a wide range of demographics, which also adds to the success of the Casey and the Sunshine Band story because they appeal to so many in so many corners of the world.
Right.
We can go, everybody listening to the show, to heykcsb.com to check out the upcoming tour dates. And Casey, you know this. I don't have to tell you this. Anytime You need us. You're always welcome here.
Great. Thank you.
You know that, my friend. And we go back to the days. Remember the Atlantis Grand Opening there?
Oh, that was great.
That was great. Still talk about that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, everybody be looking out. I think it's going to be released on the 10th of next month, isn't it?
The 10th, yes.
It's the 10th. The name of the CD is Feeling You, the 60s.
You can pre-order it right now on Amazon. I don't know if it's available on iTunes yet.
Okay. Right? It's great stuff. You hit a grand slam with this one, KC.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to having you back.
Great. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band. His new CD is Going Back to the 60s. This is going to blow you away. This is KC and the Sunshine Band.
Your fellow man, lend them a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You think it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Does a great job on music that he's not known for. KC and the Sunshine Band. We're coming right back.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. If you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that I am a big racing fan in the NASCAR circuit. We've had a lot of drivers on our show over the years, including Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Kyle Petty, Bobby Allison, Greg Biffle, Coach Joe Gibbs, who owns a team, Carl Edwards. But our next guest is the king of the entire racing circuit for NASCAR. And a couple of months ago, we had a guest on the show that we hadn't had on in a long time. And then I was watching the NASCAR race last Sunday down in Darlington, and he was in the booth. So I figured, hey, why not? We'll call him again. So joining us right now is the king of NASCAR. He's unbelievable. He is 85 years old. He is still very active in racing. And, of course, he's from the most famous racing family ever, starting off with his dad, Lee Petty, then himself, then his son, Kyle Petty, his grandson, who unfortunately we lost a couple of years at a speedway, Adam Petty, and the legendary 43 continues. This is a big day for people who like NASCAR racing, and boy, that sport is so hot. Joining us right now, Richard Petty. Hey, Richard, how you doing? Nice to have you back again, my friend.
I'm doing great. You doing okay?
I'm doing good. Nice talking with you again. We miss you out there, Richard.
I miss it more than you do. You can bet on that.
Do you really?
Yes, sir, man. I mean, you know, after doing something 30 years, it's kind of hard to change you.
I have been following you for more than 30 years. I was following you back in the early 60s when you were with Joe Weatherly and Fireball Roberts. And,
all
of course,
right.
I mean, I tell you, you...
As old as I am, man.
That's exactly correct. We both started off as children, Richard.
You got it.
Well, I want to talk to you about so many things. I've driven the Richard Petty Experience.
If you drove the race car, now you get in there and work on it.
Well, let me tell you a true story. I've driven it a couple times. Our studios here are lined with celebrities, and I have one picture with Dick Clark, one picture with Bob Hope, one picture with Johnny Carson. I got three pictures of Richard Petty. Can you
All
believe?
Right. I appreciate that, man.
Let me tell you a true story. I've driven the Richard Petty Experience on two different occasions. I have told my family, I said, if given the opportunity, I would do it every single day. There is nothing more exhilarating that I've done in my life, and I've done a lot of things in front of big audiences, that's more exhilarating than driving one of those cars, and the people who handle that experience for you, Richard, are doing an excellent job here in Orlando, I want you to know.
Oh, we appreciate that. Now you know why I drove for 30 years, right?
But you see, this is the thing that really upsets me about people who, you know, who watch other sports like basketball, football, and not to put anybody else down, but you know, a lot of times the comments are made to me because, you know, I'm watching every Sunday afternoon. In fact, I got to tell you something. I was going to be at Las Vegas and actually canceled and going to Vegas tomorrow because I didn't want to miss this interview with you today.
I appreciate that. That's good.
I got to tell you, and I say this sincerely, so many people will say, are you much of an athlete as a basketball player, a football player, a baseball player? And my attitude is that to sit in that car going 190 miles an hour for 500 miles takes more athletic ability than it does running up and down a court for an hour.
Well, you got to figure that we don't have any timeouts. And you put you in the car, you go for three and a half hours, and if you make a mistake, they don't put you in the penalty box. They come with a record to get you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you got to be in pretty good shape, mentally and physically.
I give you so much credit for going on with such dedication. You know, I had the opportunity of talking to your grandson just a couple of weeks before his tragic accident. And a family would typically just walk away from a business after a tragedy like this. But you guys have a certain dedication to the sport, don't you?
Well, yeah, I guess we do. I mean, you know, my father came along and started racing in 1949, and I came along and started in 60, and Kyle came along in the early 80s, I guess, or late 70s, and started racing. And then, you know, Adam was a natural to carry on the family deal, and it just didn't work. And so, but we still got to make a living. We still enjoy the sport. We still love the sport, and you know, anything can happen. And you know, we just had a bad day that day, and we're just trying to overcome it. You know what I mean?
I am so happy that the networks now are embracing this with such dedication. I remember back in the early days when they were really stock cars, and you know, you'd watch ABC Wild Little Sports, and you'd see the highlights of the Daytona 500 2 months later on segments of a sports show. Remember that, Richard?
I know, but anyhow, that was a start, you know what I mean? And as time progressed, it grew and grew and grew, and again, it grew out of the South, and now it's a national sport.
Is it frustrating to watch from the sidelines?
Yeah, it really is, you know, because you always are doing a Monday morning quarterbacking, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, okay, and why aren't they doing this or why aren't they doing that? But, you know, they're professionals at it, so you just take it from there.
Talking to the king, Richard Petty. Richard, going back to racing for just a second, how different is it? And I was telling this to my son just yesterday because he said, Dad, well, what are you talking about? I says, you know, when they first started off, they took a car. I mean, it was like a police interceptor, and they took that car off the showroom and they brought it to the track. Today, it's a different vehicle altogether, isn't it?
Well, yeah. When the first car my father ran, we took the hubcaps off of it, took the muffler off of it, put a seat belt in it, and he put a helmet on, and that was it. That was strictly stock car. And now they're all out race cars. You know, we start with nothing and build a chassis, and then they build the frame. They build all the roll bars, they do all that kind of stuff, and then they build a body, and the body's handmade to specs.
Mm-hmm.
And so the motor's the same way. They take the motor out of the car and just go through it and make a racing motor out of it, and it's a professional car now as far as a race car goes.
Richard, what was more fun?
Well, to me it was more fun back when you just did it thinking about things and you could just go weld it up and put it in a race car and go run. Now you buy all these pieces. So, mm-hmm. You know, if somebody's got the money, they can come in and have a good race car as we got.
But the fact of the matter is they're safer today than they were back in the...
A lot safer. I mean, you can't believe the safety features that are put into the cars today over what they were even 10 years ago.
Yeah, even the gas tanks are protected. The restrictor plates certainly help. This new head harness is something that will save a lot of lives and a lot of injuries. So from that standpoint, I just missed the old cars out there.
Well, I think we all do, especially us old guys, okay? The new guys don't know any better. They think it's the greatest thing since popcorn.
The king. Richard, I got to tell you something. This is a delight.
I appreciate that, man. We'll see you sometime when we're down that way. Okay?
Richard, when you're down in this neck of the woods, let us know. You're always our guest here.
Thank you. Make sure you get back over the driving experience.
Oh, absolutely. And I got the pictures in my office. I'm looking at them as we speak. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, man.
The king of the NASCAR circuit, Richard Petty. When he first started off, he was known as the Bobby Soxer. Now he's 85 years old, and he sounds great. And nobody, since his retirement, has been able to beat his records like 200 wins. Unbelievable talent, great guy. Hey, I want to remind everyone you can visit our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. And when you get on the homepage, you'll see an icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's another icon, too, that says Facebook. And if you smack that one time, you and I can become friends on Facebook. Also, we have another website we'd like you to visit, and that is SegiSings.com, SegiSings.com. And there you'll learn all about our tour with our 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
USA News Update. President Biden says he believes the U.S. will avoid a default on its national debt. Speaking to reporters at the G7 summit in Hiroshima today, Biden says he's confident a deal can be reached on raising the debt ceiling. The Kremlin is issuing a warning to Western countries over a plan to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Russia's deputy foreign minister said the plan involves enormous risks for those involved. Called it an escalation of the conflict and noted Moscow will take the move into account. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is referring to Brownsville as ground zero for illegal border crossings. Abbott praised the Texas National Guard and noted they are holding the line against the ongoing border surge. National Treasure is the winner of the 148th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. Kentucky Derby winner Mage came in third. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and I'm always delighted when he comes here. We have a lot of stuff in common, and he is now going to be embarking on yet another venture for public broadcasting. Joining us right now is our friend, T.J. Levinsky. Hi, T.J., how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron, it's great to be here with you, and of course, love hearing the Supremes.
Can you bring it back for us? Being a disc jockey for many, many years, you know, we played a lot of songs, but of course, we always looked up to the guys like Murray the K. And he used to come out with albums with Murray the K's greatest hits, of a collage of things. You have taken a show that aired back in June 28th, 1965 on CBS, has not seen for almost 56 years, called It's What's Happening, Baby, that's going to be premiering on public broadcasting on Saturday. Tell us about it, TJ.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because I always grew up knowing about Alan Freed. I mean, in my house, Alan Freed was absolutely a god. And also how criminal it was and what happened to Alan, how he lost his job. Then, of course, I knew very well, working in the New York, New Jersey market, Cousin Brucey.
Right.
But I didn't know there was a gap between those guys. And the gap, of course, was the great Murray the K. Kaufman, just an incredible DJ who was a performer, who was stylized, who played his own music, not what the program director told him to do, and who really had the pulse of the kids at that time. I remember being a young kid, I got a bootleg of the concert, particularly because I love Smokey Robinson, the Miracles, they're my favorite group. I was able to get a clip of the Miracles, not realizing it was from a full show. And then, you know, I knew right then and there eventually I'd be able to find the show and do something with it. And that's how we come upon to where we are today.
It's funny you should mention that, because I've seen a million clips on different late night record offers of that show and never realized myself that it was part of a special that was done. Now, you are known for producing these things from scratch. I remember distinctly having a conversation with you about how you go back and listen and chart just about every song note for note, so that when you put on those PBS specials, and you have put on a ton of them, that everything is just the way the record sounds, which is the key to this whole thing. This was a little bit different. I'm assuming that it was not so labor-intensive because you had the whole show, but you did redigitize it in its entirety.
Well, okay, so here's your breaking story that no one else knows because no one else has asked that question. If it's a production I'm involved with, I always want it to sound as close to the recording as possible.
Right.
And when we got the Murray the K tapes, the video side of it took probably 2 or 3 years to reconvert, to get each segment to play, because it wasn't just one show at the Fox Theater. It was all these remote locations all around the country. The way they recorded it, each time they went to a new location, all the settings had to be reset, the different levels and the instruments that make the videotape play. But for me, there was a problem. The first problem, meaning that anytime they lip-synced anything, it was all mono, which is nice, but in today's world of high-definition television, I really wanted to go back and resync up those clips so that we had true stereo on all those records. That's where there's like a lip sync performance, almost like an early MTV style, the way Murray went out and recorded all these kids and young performers on the street. And then there was a live performance that was recorded at the Brooklyn Fox Theater. For those, what I wanted to do was really get the sound of the stereo record. So in cooperation with the record companies, what we did was we got the original backing tracks to most of the songs, which would be just the backing vocals and the backing instruments. Say it's the Drifters, it would be the strings and the horns and the drums and some percussion and the backing Drifters. But we were able to get those minus the lead vocal, because most of the lead vocals in this Murray the K show were all live. And so we were able to mix that, add in some of one of my orchestras, which happens to be overseas, to fill in some of the gaps and to really make this a stereo recording with the actual live vocal. But the background now, instead of being something you hardly heard before, actually is a full orchestra sound.
Man, now you really whet my appetite to see this thing. That is outstanding. Well, I didn't think you'd let it slide by half done. Now, some of the acts that are here, the great Ray Charles, Dionne Warwick, the Righteous Brothers, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Johnny Rivers, the Miracles, Herman's Hermits, the Temptations, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. These are great performances. And tell us about the fact that this particular show, and I didn't know this, okay, TJ, was a show commissioned by the United States government's Office of Economic Opportunity. It was part of Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, which encouraged the youth of America to go out and get summer jobs while out of school. Never knew that.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And, of course, they called him Murray the K as someone they thought would have a connection to the youth of America, because Murray at that time had his own radio show, and they knew he was a performer by the way he did the stage action. They would change outfits, he would sing as part of the band, and all that stuff. And so they went to Murray and said, let's make a TV show. I think in different parts of the country, not realizing that, you know, it was going to be mostly urban. He was trying to attract urban African-American kids, Latino kids, to go back into school. And so when it aired, there was a lot of problems because people in certain parts of the country, they didn't like what they saw.
Right.
And that's why it never aired again, primarily because it's very diverse. But if you grew up in an area like New York or Philadelphia or wherever else, New Jersey, where I'm from, you never really saw a color line anyway. So you see all these kids, black, white, Latino, all together singing and dancing and calling and responding with the different artists. And it's really a beautiful form of how music can surpass any of our differences.
And one of the highlights is the fact that this show, because you have stars today that worked with Murray the K, like Little Anthony and Dionne Warwick, but you also had probably the last interview with Mary Wilson of the Supremes, and then she passed away about a week or so later. So this is a real memorial to the Supremes.
Yeah, and of course that puts an end on our hope that there would be a reunion
right.
one day. I'd always thought, because the main problem with the reunions in the past were fights over money, I had thought, you know, maybe after this show I can go to Diana Ross and some of the other folks involved with Cindy and say, look, we're public television. We have no money. So that problem, gone. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Let's get us all together. And that was kind of my plan. And Mary was so alive. She'd hosted a bunch of shows for me. And she was talking about, oh, I'm going to do a new movie, and then I'm going to do a reality show, and then I got another book. And I mean, she was so alive, and then she was gone a couple days later. It made you realize how precious life is. She had blood clots, I think, of what took her, but it was just so sad.
Yeah, and she was a grand lady. I have to congratulate you on millions of dollars that you have raised for PBS with shows like Get Down Tonight, The Disco Years, The 60s Experience, Doo-Wop Vocal Groups, Moments to Remember, Motown Memories, The British Beat, Country Pop Classics. I mean, you have really brought the music of our lives, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our lives, back to television. And you know what's nice about it, TJ, and you know this better than anybody, it never dies.
Yeah. It's amazing because, you know, when you see some of these performances, particularly the Temptations are singing their first hit on air, also written by Smokey Robinson, The Way You Do the Things You Do.
Right.
And you think these guys have, you know, they've got all the power in the world. They had Charlie Atkins as their choreographer. They could do anything. They were the, you know, I call them the tall, tantalizing, toe-tapping, terrific Temptations. And you sit and you talk to these guys, right? And they're like, yeah, but we were afraid of Little Anthony and the Imperials. We had to really step up our dancing because we thought they were going to blow us off stage. And then in the same show, I call him Tough Tony, Little Anthony says, we were scared of them. Those guys were scared of us. We were scared of them.
Yeah, great story.
And it's pretty amazing to see that camaraderie, competition, but camaraderie at the same time.
Well, as Murray the K used to say, it's a swinging soiree. Its premiere is coming up this Saturday, of course, on public broadcasting, and the time is going to be 7 p.m. Eastern and Central Time. However, as we all know, public television do a ton of encore telecasts, so check your local listings because it'll be playing several times over the years. And it's, of course, the brainchild of our guest and friend, T.J. Lubinsky, and it is called It's What's Happening, Baby, and it's a star-studded show from a lot of great artist over almost 56 years ago. TJ, I know your brother lives in town. Please, the next time you visit Orlando, let me know. You have my number. We can break bread together, come on over to the studio, and we can talk about good old rock and roll.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you.
Thanks, TJ. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Bye-bye.
He does a great job, and this public broadcasting venue that he has really taken over for great musical memories. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Always great when our next guest is here. She is a pet expert, an author, a blogger. Her books is Pampered Pets on a Budget. She's the founder of the Pet Living Blog. May is National Pet Month. Kristen Levine joins us. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Thank you, Ron. It's great to be back.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Every month should be Pet Month.
I agree.
Why is it so important to care for your pets, especially ones that don't have the loving attention that they should get? A lot of pets, you know, they just keep them outside and, you know, they're hunting dogs. And they don't pay any attention to them except when they go out hunting. Why is that so important?
The most pet owners is pets actually help us live better lives. We live longer when we have a pet because we have lower stress, we have greater heart health. I can't think of a better reason because they're actually giving us a lot of benefits as well.
How do you pamper a pet but still stay on budget?
Yeah, that's a great question because pet care can really add up. The good news is check out this awesome website that I recently found. It's called slickdeals.com. It's a community of 12 million people who are shopping and they're working together to save other shoppers money. When you're shopping on there, you can actually vet and vote up the best deals. And that tells the next shopper that comes along that, hey, this is a legitimate great deal. They have everything from pet grooming supplies to pet toys. Definitely check it out before you buy your pet supplies.
What pets are the most popular pets?
It used to be cats, but there are almost as many dogs as cats in the U.S. It can be a little difficult to keep a pet home clean. How do you get control over the shedding and the occasional accident that your pet leaves? And I'm recommending you check out the iRobot Roomba Combo J7 Plus. This thing is a vacuum and a mop all in one. It even has a really smart brain, and it allows the Combo J7 Plus to detect and avoid obstacles in the floor, like shoes or pet toys, even the occasional pet mess if there is one in your floor. It can clean carpet and hard floors in the same cleaning job. It has an auto-retracting mop pad so that it goes on carpet, it won't get the carpet wet.
Cats for a long time were more popular to adopt over dogs?
Yeah, it's true. And I think cats are a little bit easier to care for, but cats are also ideal for condo living. We're seeing that change a little bit.
Is it important to have the pet insurance that has become pretty popular these days?
One of the most overlooked areas of a dog's health is their ears and their eyes. Project Watson is a company that created a line of health care for dogs, and it's a full line of products that target and protect the eyes and ears from stuff like dust and pollen and irritants. They are part of the Bausch & Lomb family. They've been making canine surgical solutions for many years. Getting back to your question on vet care and pet insurance, it has to do with Banfield Pet Hospitals, which are all over the country now. They offer an optimum wellness plan, which we also refer to as OWPs, and they make pet care easy and affordable by packaging all the preventative care that your pet needs each year. So the package includes unlimited office visits, vaccinations, dental cleanings, even 24/7 access to vets through telehealth. And this is all at an affordable price. And you can kind of think of Banfield's OWPs as a monthly subscription for your pet preventative care. Now, pet insurance is designed to save your pocketbook from the unexpected cost, like an accident or an injury.
Kristen, where can we go for more information on what we talked about today?
Of course. You can get it all on tipsontv.com.
It's always great chatting with you.
Yeah, I'll probably see you in December.
Kristen Levine has been our guest pet expert, the author of Pampered Pets on a Budget. Time to talk about toys. Joining us right now is Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, hello, my friend. I love speaking with you.
Elizabeth is the renowned toy industry expert. You're only young once.
That's right. Well, what I tell parents is if you have the right tools on hand, you can make it happen. So I'm going to share some tools for outside and for inside to help keep the kids happy, playing, and entertained all summer long. Ron, the first item I have is going to be great for parents, dogs, and kids. The Frisbee Whizbee. This is from Jazzwares. They have a brand new line. Frisbee is actually celebrating its 65th anniversary. Wow. Can you believe it? Well, this one, brand new, actually has a special whistle. So when you throw that Frisbee and the wind blows through it, it'll create a whistling sound, and the dogs absolutely love it. You can throw it in the car, take it to the park, take it to grandma's. Everyone is going to love it.
And it doesn't need batteries.
Once in a while, Ron, we might have to bring the kids indoors. One of my favorite items is called Tony's. Tony's has a box that's about the size of your adult hand. Kids can take what we call Tony's, which are little characters, place them on top, and when they do that, they're going to be able to hear songs and stories, so much more. Kids can choose their favorite TV characters, storybook characters. Tony's has them all. All they have to do is place them on top, and they're going to be able to hear it. This is going to help them, Ron, with their speech, their language development, and their reading.
You can't wait till summertime, then about a month into it, going and saying, Mom, what can I do today? Step two has an answer to that.
That's right. So step two is known for their great quality items. They're my friends. They're from Ohio. They create a lot of items in the area of water play. Here, they have the step two rain showers splash tub. Now, let me explain what this looks like. It's got some legs on it to give it a little bit of height. There are two tiers. The first tier is a big basin, like a tub. That's where you put all the water. The second tier, raised above, about, you know, another 20 inches up higher, that is where kids are going to be able to scoop water, pour it on top, and then see rain showers come down. Not only that, but they're going to be able to, by pouring that water on top, watch a bucket fill up that will eventually tip over into the basin, so all the water stays in the basin. There are fun things like chutes that lead to spinners, so when the water comes down the chute, the spinner will spin. This table has 360 degrees of play space. Ron, you can gather up all the kids, all the grandkids, the neighborhood kids. They can all get around this and play. So lots of fun for everybody. Great for play dates, great for birthday parties, barbecues. And this can be outdoors, but of course we can bring it indoors.
You got to have a little downtime.
Yeah, you know, it's so true. But I have to say that, you know, when the kids are feeling like, I don't really know what to do today, I have another solution that's going to help them fill that time, and it's called Fomalanche. It's spelled F-O-M, Fomalanche. It is one of the Toy of the Year finalists in 2022. This is a portable machine, Ron. It's about 15 inches high, maybe 6 inches in diameter. When you turn this machine on, it produces mounds and mounds of foam that just pile high. It's light, airy foam that's made of bubbles. So it's safe. It's fun. Kids are going to be able to run through this, jump in it, toss it in the air. It's hours and hours of endless play. But, Ron, the best part that we found, of course we design things for kids. And, well, this is taken by storm with the teenagers and adults as well. People are using these at their barbecues, at their parties. Because it's portable, you can take it in the car. It comes with the foam and refills that you need the life of any party. This is a must-have for the summer.
Hope that I will be chatting with you very soon.
Absolutely. That's a promise. I can't wait to come back. Thank you, Ron.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for making the past 2 hours possible. And those guests include, from Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, the premier television producer of television that changed the landscape forever, Norman Lear, from Public Broadcasting, T.J. Levinsky, actress Lori Metcalf, NASCAR legend Richard Petty, K.C. of K.C. and the Sunshine Band, and Kristen Levine and Elizabeth Warner in our lifestyle segment. We'll look for your company come next week when we'll do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.